Welcome back, Contians, to another episode of I Can't Even Podcast. I am your host, Lakota Tau. This is episode 33. And in this episode, I just discuss some workout that I'm doing called the 7-Minute Workout, why I think you should do it, how you can incorporate other exercises while we're quarantined and still stay fit. Also, food for thought, books. If you don't know, I love reading. I consume a lot of literature, and I used to consume more when I was in high school, but I'm still an avid reader, and lately my favorite things has been audiobooks. I love audiobooks because I can consume a book while I'm doing something else, whether it be walking, doing the dishes, showering, cleaning, anything, right? So during this time of quarantine and social distancing, download Audible, sign up for a monthly subscription, or my best suggestion, and I should have done this in the episode, but that's why I'm doing it in the intro, is go to your local library, sign up for a public library card. It's probably going to be free for your first time. And then most libraries now, especially in major cities, they're going to have an app called Libby, L-I-B-B-Y. It is by far the best app to either read an ebook or listen to audiobooks. And it's free. So I've listened to very popular business books that generally you would pay anywhere between $20 and $30 for the audiobook. I listened to it for free on the Libby app. Yeah, you gotta wait. Sometimes it's not available right now. Sometimes it's not available yet, like for the library itself, but it definitely couldn't hurt. So check it out. They also have some other resources and other apps that I haven't used yet. Most libraries do. But the Libby app's by far been my favorite. But yeah. So I hope you guys enjoy the episode. All right, Contians. So this is officially day one of quarantine for me. If you've been listening to the podcast, last week I was actually working, knocking doors, and I kind of explained it yesterday on what our company did in response to COVID-19 and everyone's social distancing to try and flatten the curve and avoid spreading this to anyone that could seriously hurt them. So I am home. And it is 2:30. We've gotten a workout in. April and I went to Walmart, went to Dollar Tree to pick up some craft stuff. And I think here in a few hours, we're going to be running to her aunt's house to celebrate her birthday. So it's been a pretty productive day. And then, you know, of course, I'm recording the podcast and I'm a blog today. And then tonight, I'll put out a quick video on YouTube. So on today's episode, I wanted to discuss some at-home workouts that you can do that are very, very easy, very simple. Well, maybe not easy, right? Because anytime you're doing body weight versus working out with weights, to get a really good workout in a small amount of time, you have to increase the intensity. So I tend to float towards like doing stuff, like being active. Like tomorrow morning, I'm going to go play basketball for an hour. Today, I did 2 rounds of what's called the 7-Minute Workout. It is designed to be the most effective workout in a short amount of time. So that's what I'm going to share with you guys today, is like basically what the 7-Minute Workout is, how often can you do it, what are the benefits of it, yada, yada, yada. So to begin with, this is a great at-home workout that was developed years ago, as early as like 2010, 2013, around that range. And it was specifically designed for people that don't have time. Like Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter and Square and Cash App, he does this. And the reason why he participates in the 7-Minute Workout is he, as a CEO and a guy who runs multiple companies, he doesn't have time, right, to spend an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours in the gym, right? So And this is great for people that are like, either work from home or work and have kids or, you know, whatever it is, right? We all have busy schedules. So since my gym got shut down, and they've also here in Laredo, and I'm sure they've done this other places, they're trying to limit the amount of contact you can have with someone. Obviously, if you have to go to work, you have to go to work. If you need groceries, you need to go to the grocery store, right? But they don't want people playing at the park, right? So, like, the park is, like, shut down. That's why I'm going to go, like, super early in the morning so I can get, like, you know, some hoops up. I'll probably be stopped, right? But it's actually kind of weird. We just finished spring break, and I haven't seen really anybody at the park across the street. And we have a really nice park. Basketball hoops, swimming pool, dog park, baseball fields, volleyball nets, everything. Skate park. We have a really nice skate park across the street. Nothing. So people are taking this serious, and that's good. Just to help alleviate any kind of spreading. But the 7-minute workout, literally you can get it done in like 7 or 8 minutes. If you only do one round is intense. Two rounds, that's what I did today. It like had my heart like pumping through my chest. And then 3 rounds is the recommended max, not to go over that because this is really intense. And it doesn't seem intense when you're like looking at the exercises. So let's go through it. It's 12 exercises that you do for 30 seconds at a time with a 10 second rest in between. So the first one's jumping jacks, second wall sits, third is push-ups, then it's fourth, crunches, 5, step up onto chair, 6 is squats, 7 tricep dips, 8 is plank, 9 is high knees or running in place, 10 is lunges, 11 is push-up and rotation. That's when you do a push-up and you kind of windmill out. And then you push up and then you windmill out to the other side. So it's supposed to hit the shoulders more. And then you 12, you finish with a side plank. And you're going to do 15 seconds on one side, 15 seconds on the other. And then you take about 2 to 5 minute break, depending on what you need to rest. And then you do it again. Then you take a break. Then you do it again. And that would be it. It's very, very intense. My wife just walked in. Let's see what she needs. I don't know. I recorded in the bedroom yesterday and I kind of liked it. So I was like, I'm already here. I just got out of the shower. I got dressed. And I'm like, well, the microphone and everything's here. It would have been faster to just do this than to set it up in the spare bedroom because we got to clean that out tonight or tomorrow anyways. So, awesome. Thank you. My wife made more soap and she's wrapped them up. So if you guys need CBD soap, go to philosapothecary.com and check it out. But this workout is really, really intense. So you're looking at all this and you're like, oh, individually, it's not that much. But you're pumping out as many reps as you possibly can in 30 seconds, right? So even with the push-up. So by the time, I get to squats, I'm like breathing super heavy. And then by the time I get down to push-up and rotation, I'm like done. And I have to like really, really push through that. And then 12, the side plank is like, it's hard, but over the past few months since I've been working out, I've gotten, like I've built up my core strength on the sides. So those were so much easier than the last time last year that I did this workout. So this is just kind of a suggestion for anybody that's looking for a really, really good workout that's going to keep you fit. Keep you healthy. It is scientifically designed to keep you healthy. So it's supposed to work your heart and it's supposed to be anaerobic. So aerobic and anaerobic. One's to push your heart and push your engine is a CrossFit term for your lungs and your heart, how hard you can go. And then anaerobic, of course, is like strength. This does both. And it's such a great workout. It's quick. Even if you do all 3 rounds, I mean, you're looking at 30 minutes of working out. So it's a solid, solid workout. I do recommend people take a look at it. I will have a link in the description for anyone who's interested in taking this up as their workout routine while we're all quarantined, or who's just really interested in taking some of this and adding it to their own stuff. I do only recommend doing this 3 times a week. Now there is a way to do it every single day. The catch is you don't want to do 3 sets every single day. So I would recommend, if you're going to do this every single day, right? Monday, Wednesday, Friday, make those your max rounds. So if your max round is 2, right, then do 2 Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then do 1 round, on your off days, Tuesday, Thursdays, Saturdays and Sundays. If your max round is 3, so you can do 3 rounds of this, then just do that Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and still only stick to 1 round on your off days. I do recommend during those off days, like, try and do something. I know we're social distancing. I know options are very, very limited. But there are other things you can do. You can, do jump rope. Jump ropes are super affordable, super cheap. I bought mine for like $5 and I love it. And it's honestly the craziest, aerobic exercise that I've ever done besides swimming. So when I was on a swim team, they used to kill me. But jumping jacks, that really, try doing jumping jacks for 1 minute. Just try. Set a timer, like a legitimate minute. Do not count. And try and do as many rounds or reps, rotations. I really don't know what to call it, but count how many times the jump rope goes around. I guarantee you'll be like blown away on how hard that is after 30 seconds. Especially if you don't jump rope. It is like arguably one of the best exercises. I recommend doing something like that, and then go do something fun. If you have kids, or you have a family, or you have a significant other, like, go do something together. Try something new. If you've never thrown a football in your life, go pick up a cheap football, pass it to your significant other. It's actually pretty fun. And no, you're not going to get like super swole. You're not going to get any gains, but it's healthy for you to get out and be active. During these times, I mean, it's just good to do that in general. You don't want to be like cooped up and get like cabin fever and drive yourself nuts. I know that, like, to the extent, like, largely we're supposed to, but it's okay to get out as long as you're not interacting with other people. If you are sick, regardless if it's COVID, just stay home and do these workouts. Help your immune system, boost it up any way you can by staying active. This is definitely one way to do that. There really wasn't anything else I wanted to talk about in this podcast, but for time's sake and entertainment's sake, we're just going to go through the headlines, and I am going to, find something. So again, it's kind of hard because, like, the big headlines are COVID this, COVID that still. I already talked about the Tom Brady one. That one was a pretty intense topic. Let's see. Nothing in the NBA, because that sucks. Because I don't know how anyone else is handling this. Tell me in the comments down below, like, legitimately, how are you handling your time? I know we've set up a schedule here where, like, we're doing stuff throughout the day like you had work. Right. And for those that are working from home, which technically I am, I'm running a business, starting a business, and I am still selling Vivint just from afar. But tell me how you're handling this. I would love to hear kind of some of the ways that everybody's getting by. And let's see, the best yoga mats to flow at home. Go get Lululemon. I'm a Lululemon fan through and through. Like, once I lose the weight, most of my garments, because I'm saving money as I go, most of my garments will come from Lululemon. I know that sounds super bougie, but it's such high quality gear, high quality stuff. I've had a Lululemon yoga mat for 4 years. I love it. I wear nothing but Lululemon shorts. I have one Lululemon shirt that a friend gave me, but I don't wear it that much. So there's really not much to talk about. This is dang. There's I guess something that I want to start adding to the podcast is book reviews and just talking about books that I'm reading or I have read. So what was it? 2 weeks ago, I finished Shoe Dogs by Phil Knight, or Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. I think it is. I don't think it's plural. That's the whole story of Nike and how Phil Knight started it. It's his autobiography. Honestly, a great story for any like new entrepreneur or anyone who's a sports fan or a Nike fan, or anyone who just likes to hear a good story, like an underdog story. Believe it or not, I know it's really hard to believe now, but not so long ago, Nike was the underdog shoemaker. In fact, Nike was nobody, right? Adidas at this point was already still like they were big time. Nike was nothing. And this is like in the late 60s, 70s and stuff like that. So it's really interesting to see like how a company like that has, you know, started where they were just as a basically a retailer of a Japanese shoe company, and then turn that like turn their networks towards their shoes, like started making their own Nike shoes out of necessity of survival. So I don't want to give too much away. I just wanted to, you know, add that in. It's a really good book. Last week I finished Elon Musk's biography by Ashley Vance. Now, this is the second time that I've gone through this book. It's an incredible book. And it's if you don't know, Elon Musk is like a genius. But this is the first time Elon has ever let a reporter into his personal life and let him have access to people that are personally associated with him and interview them for this book. So I don't even really want to talk too much about it. I want people to go out and like pick it up. Honestly, if you want to see how a visionary thinks and how they tick and how they work, this is a great book. And the audiobook is fantastic. I'm more privy to listen to the audiobook than I am to read, although I am right now I'm listening to, and this is going to be a very controversial thing for some of my family members and maybe some of my friends group, but I am reading The Art of the Deal by Donald J. Trump. And not because I'm a Trump fan, but purely because I've been curious about the book since I got into sales. And before Trump ran for president, largely he was pretty liked by the public. And especially back in the 80s when he published this book, right? He was a celebrity. He was a celebrity billionaire. You know, he probably had many enemies. But at that time, I still remember like even my parents who like they are not Donald Trump's fan. I'll just say that. I don't want to speak for them, but they're definitely not a huge fan of him. But I know that we all watched the what is it, The Apprentice? You're fired, right? We all love that. We all watch that show, right? So I wanted to give it the benefit of the doubt. I am kind of controversial in a sense where, and I thank the philosophy department at University of Alaska Anchorage for fostering this kind of curiosity of learning both sides, right? Not that I'm trying to understand Trump, it's that Trump obviously took whatever, I think it was his grandfather or so that gave him $1 million loan, right? To get him started, right? And obviously it's like, okay, if you're given $1 million or anything close to that to start a business and you fail, then you're a moron, right? But that's not necessarily true. I mean, honestly, things fail all the time. Things also like that $1 million also helped a lot. So he created an entire empire from that. And I want to learn that. I want to learn, okay, how do you take, whatever it is, right? Our first investment was like $1,500. Okay, so how do I take a $1,500 investment and scale it, right? Because right now we're on pace to be only a $20,000 company this year, right? But how do I take that and scale it to a $1 million company in, a couple years? You can only learn from businessmen, and hate him or like him, he has a lot of failures and a lot of successes as a businessman, especially when it comes to like real estate and casinos and everything that Trump's put his name on, right? Which we all know, everything Trump, like airlines, a debunked university, right? We can't say that this guy is not a dreamer, and he definitely loves his name, but I don't know. I'm gonna give it a shot. So far, it's actually pretty interesting. I like that it's a book that predates him running for president, although this audiobook is, I would imagine it's altered in some fashion, because there is a foreword with Trump where he's talking about like, running for president and stuff like that. So it's like, okay, well, they republished this, so this may not be the actual art of the deal that I was looking for, but we'll see. And I'm also reading Acid Test, so I'm almost done with that. That's by a man named Tom Schroeder, and that's it chronicalizes the therapeutic use of psychedelics. And I want to have a buddy on here, and hopefully in a few weeks, who is really into this stuff, like psychedelic journeys, spiritual awakenings, meditation, mindfulness. He's a huge influence on like my spiritual growth and like think the my I don't know how to describe it, I guess my self-development as an individual and as a businessman. But I'm gonna have him on. His name's Doug Cartwright. Shout out to Doug if you're listening to this. If you are, that's a great honor. You're honestly a legend in my eyes. If you don't know who Doug Cartwright is, check out the Daily Shifts app. He has provided an entire platform. It took him 3 years to build, to teach you how to be more mindful and how to adapt to better habits in your life, right? Like adding gratitude, staying active, doing breathing exercises, taking a step and being aware of what's presently around you. Just really helpful exercises. And it's super affordable. I think it's like $40 a year or $7 a month or something like that. Like it's not a lot. And he put a lot of work into it. So take a look at it if you can. He's definitely not paying me to say that. I've used it for some time, and it's really helped me. So you can check it out. Right, Contians, that's the end of the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Please like and subscribe and comment down below. Tell me your favorite book or your favorite activity that you guys are up to while we are social distancing. Share this with your friends and family. We're all quarantined around the world, so I'm sure they're looking for some juicy content to absorb. Go ahead and follow me at iContEven.home.blog. I will have a new blog and a new video up on YouTube, so you can catch me at YouTube at iContEven, all one word. Also, for your CBD needs, check out philosapothecary.com. That's philosapothecary.com. I'll have a link down in the description for you guys to check it out. And definitely, 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 definitely tune into Wednesday's episode. Peace.